Welcome back here, 92.1 at KMZA. It's our coaches' shows here with Luke Baxter from the Onega Buffaloes. This Onega Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. Well, the Onega Buffaloes here at a similar record as they were last year, entering their Week 8 game here against McLeod this Friday. They were 3-4 here on the season, but here they look for a chance to get to the even 500. But before we talk about the matchup on Friday, we got to talk about the big win last Friday. A bounce back game after the loss against Jackson Heights. Onega won against Pleasant Ridge 34-19, leading 14-13 at the half, then going up 20-13 entering the fourth quarter, and then an outstanding 14 points there to add into that final quarter as well. Coach, what can you tell me about that win last Friday?
I thought we played a really good third quarter. You know, overall, we did some good things on offense. Defensively, we tackled okay. I didn't think we did a really good job defending the pass, especially in the first. But I thought in the third quarter, we did a much better job on our pass defense. I thought we finished some drives better in the second half. No, we played hard, and the kids tackled well, and I thought our blocking was a little better this week than it was last week. So overall, there were a lot of good things in the game.
Well, you kind of look at here also, more importantly, you know, that win secures you here into the playoffs. Kind of how does that mean here for your team, being able to get another chance here to go on and continue play in the postseason? Of course, here, you know, you want to get this win here over McLeod. Maybe some different kind of seating purposes can work out. But again, you know, how massive was that to win that matchup there against Pleasant Ridge last Friday?
Well, I was real happy for the boys. You know, Pleasant Ridge is a much improved team from last year. They've got size, some linebackers, and they can run. They have a good running back, a quarterback that can throw. They have receivers. So it was a good win for our boys, and it always means something to advance. And we did that last year. This year, we'd like to kind of take the next step forward and try to get that 3 seed. And so it's between us and McLeod, and I believe the winner gets the 3 and the loser's the 4 seed. So I think it'd mean a lot for our kids to get that win and get back to 4-4. It's been a while since we've been 500, and these kids have worked hard, and it's a good goal to have at this point in the season.
Real quick, King, back in the last Friday's victory, I mean, he had a lot of great numbers. I mean, Daniels had 8 carries, 41 yards. He had 3 total touchdowns with 1 receiving and 2 rushing. He also, again, had 19 yards receiving off 2 receptions. But more importantly there, your freshman quarterback, Ryder Coulterman, 15 carries, 124 yards, 1 rushing touchdown. I went 5 of 10, 50% passing with 71 yards in the air, as well as 1 passing touchdown. So on the day, just finishing a slight bit shy there of a 200 yards total on the game. But what can you tell me about what worked there for your offense in last Friday's matchup there against the Rams?
Well, Ryder made some good decisions, and he usually does. He doesn't play like a freshman. He made some nice passes, and he made some big plays when we needed him. And he has done that all year. And, you know, his brother Gavin ran the ball hard, and Josh did some good things. And Jesse Miller had a couple nice carries, had a nice carry in the game. So it was kind of balanced. I know Ryder's numbers stick out a little bit, but, you know, a lot of that had to do with the offensive line. We're pretty undersized. Those guys up front, especially the ones that have been there all year, like Xavier Burgess and Monty Meyercourt and Keegan Vennerberg. And last week we had to bring in a freshman, and they've had other freshmen, Callan Caberline. He's been there at left tackle for a good part of the year. And we lost Riston last week, Riston Van Dong, but they did a good job of getting to their guys and staying on them. And it was a total team effort. Ryder did a good job, but it was all 11 guys really doing their job, and that's what led to our success.
Well, again, we'll talk about the chance here for the Onega Buffaloes to get to the even 500 here this season. It's been quite a while since they've been able to get so, but they have a chance against the McLeod Bulldogs this Friday. It will also be, again, the final game here of the regular season, the decider for the number 3 seed in the district. Here, we'll talk more about it in segment number 2 coming right up. Coverage here continues on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, for our coaches' shows. Again, here with Luke Baxter of the Onega Buffaloes. Our Onega Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. Again, a chance for the first time for the Onega Buffaloes to get to the even 500 through the regular season since 2021. That was the last time that Onega actually was in 8-man, and since that season here, the last 4 years, years, and Onyeka has been on the 11-man side of things. But again, I digress here. It's McLouth Bulldogs this Friday, a matchup that, again, did not end favorably last year here for your team, but a chance for not only to win two straight games here to go into the postseason play, but to secure the third seed in the district.
Yeah, I think we're excited to play. You know, McLouth last year, they beat us by two scores, but it was really a one-touchdown game. They scored one late on fourth down, but no, it was a good football game. We had chances in that game, and we were really close, played with a lot of energy, and just came up short to a good McLouth team. So we're excited about this opportunity to play Friday, and I'm going on the road. We kind of like going on the road, so going on the road Friday and try to finish the regular season out on a good note.
And we talked about that in that first segment there, Ryder Coulterman, just how explosive he's kind of been here, especially the second half year of the season, flourishing into what you would consider, you know, the starting quarterback here of this team as just a young freshman. You know, what can you tell me about him and this offense here coming up into this final game in the regular season here against McLouth, and what does he and the team have to do here to get off to the right start?
Well, he is very important to us. He does not play like a freshman. He's not real big. He plays really hard, plays smart. He passes the ball well, and he runs the ball well, and he makes good decisions. He has a really high football IQ. He's done a really good job for us. I'm proud of him, and he's excited for this game. He's a quiet leader, but he leads by example, and he does a good job. And we're gonna need some plays Friday. McLouth big again, and they run the ball well, and they can throw it. And their defense, they have a lot of guys that'll come up and tackle. So we got to find ways to get our playmakers the ball, and that includes him, and basically make plays when we need them. So we're excited. He's excited, and we're just gonna go to McLouth and give it our best effort, and see what happens.
Real quick, what are some just major keys here for this matchup here against the McLouth Bulldogs this Friday, as you alluded to your last game here this season, of course, the last away game of the regular season as well?
Well, I think our biggest problem all year has been defending big plays. We've done a decent job of making teams grind it out and getting stopped. A lot of times this year, we'll have a team third and long or even fourth and long, and we give up too many big plays. We need to limit those big plays this game, because McLouth can do it. They've had the last, we've seen on film, they've had multiple big plays and long touchdown runs and a few long passes, and we just got to limit those. We got to try to make teams grind it out, limit our mistakes, and force the opponent to make mistakes. But that's really kind of the key to this game, and it always comes down to blocking and tackling. We got to tackle their ball carriers. They run the ball hard, and we got to tackle well, and we got to block. Like last week, we got to block and sustain our block. But I'd say overall the key is to limit McLouth's big plays, and I think good things will happen.
Well, Coach, again, thank you here for joining us, as always, as we wrap up here the regular season this Friday. Of course, the regular season here of Coach's Shows, which means we only have one more week here to chat with you next week, as that starts the first week of postseason here for your team, as you locked it up last Friday. So, again, congratulations on that. But, Coach, thank you for joining us, as always, and we'll talk next week.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
That was Luke Baxter of the Onyeka Buffaloes. Again, Onyeka here 3-4 on the season, 1-2 in the league here, a chance to finish third inside of the district standings in Class 1A District 3 with a win here over the McLouth Bulldogs this Friday. Again, the Onyeka Buffaloes here on the road to finish out the regular season against McLouth this Friday.